So we continue today in Siman Kuf Hey. The Shulchan Aruch writes the following: Hamispalo shtei tefilos zuach azu, tzarach lahamtin bein zulu zuk dehiluch arba amos, kdei shetei daito miyushevus lispalo b'lashon tchilos. Someone has to daven two shmona esveis. So the Mishnah Berurah says, for example, this could either be like shachris and mosaf, or you could have a situation where a person forgot to daven a tefillah and is davening a makeup Shmona Esrei. In any event, one cannot daven Shmona Esreis consecutively. As the Shulchan Aruch said, that generally this would prevent one in having Kavanah for the second Shmona Esrei. Rather, one must wait the amount of time that it takes to walk 4 amos. 4 amos, remember, is approximately 6 feet, in order that a person has a little bit of a chance to settle their mind in between each of the Shmona Esreis. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here, he says that this could also be accomplished by reciting Ashrei. He says, for example, again, if one went ahead and recited Ashrei in between the two tefillos, this would also go ahead and allow for one to have the proper Yishuv Hadas, inner quietude, mental quietude, to be able to recite the second Shmona Esrei with Kavanah. Simen Kuf Vav, Mihem HaPeturim Mitfilah. So who is exempt from Tefillah? Right? So Shulchan Aruch Kol HaPeturim Mikriyashma, Peturim Mitfilah. Whoever is exempt from Kriyat Shema is exempt from Tefillah. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, for example, those would be people who were Oseik B'mitzvah, people who, again, who were engaged in mitzvah performance, or people who had what we call Tirda de Mitzvah, preoccupation with the mitzvah as well. So anyone who's Pater from Kriyat Shema is Pater from Tefillah. The Chol Shechai B'Kriyat Shema Chai B'Tefillah, whoever is obligated in Kriyat Shema is obligated in Tefillah. Chutz Mehamelavin Es Hames She'in Lamita Tzorech Lahem, with the exception of people who are escorting the dead, but not directly carrying the funeral bier, the bed upon which the corpse is laying. Sha'afa pishim chayavim b'kriyat shema, because even though they're obligated in shema, p'turim mitfila, they are still exempt from tefillah. And the idea over here is, Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkot and Gimel, why is it that they are exempt from tefillah if they're not directly holding the body, even though they're escorting the mace? And Mishnah Berurah comments in Sif Gimel, Hoil v'hi midirei sofrim. Since number one, tefillah is only of a rabbinic nature. Va'od shehi ba'amida ve'en yicholim lishos kol kach. And furthermore, again, Shmona Esrei has to be recited standing in one place, and they can't wait so long to stand in one place. They're part of the funeral procession. Aval kriyat shema ikar kavanos avamida sa'in ra'ela v'pasek rishon. When it comes to kriyat shema, however, the ikar kavano is only with the first pasek Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad u'bekal yuchal la'amod u'lechavein. And one could easily sit and have the requisite kavano at that time. So the Mishnah Berurah, excuse me, Shulchan Aruch continues and he says, furthermore, v'nashim v'avadim af api shaptur mikriyat shema chayav mitfilah. And women and servants, even though they are exempt from shema, they are obligated in tefillah mipnei she mitzvas asei shelo hazman grama. It's actually quite interesting, because as opposed to shema, which is a time-bound mitzvah, tefillah is a non-time-bound mitzvah. It is a mitzvas asei shelo hazman grama, non-time-bound mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this, and he says, she mitzvas asei, this is sifkot and dalid, kol zeh l'das harambam, sherak zmani ha-tefillah hi midivrei sofrim, aval ikar mitzvahs tefillah hi min haTorah shene'emar ula'avdo b'chol levavechem eizo hi avod shibalev heve omer zeh tefillah. So Mishnah Berurah points out this position, that tefillah itself is a mitzvahs asei she'in hazman grama, nine time down mitzvah, is the position of the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that the rabbis are the ones who imposed times upon Shmona Esrei, but the ikar mitzvah of tefillah is avodah shebalev, service of the heart, and that's tefillah. She'in ela she'in la nusach yadua min haTorah, v'yachol lispala b'chol nusach she'yirtzeh b'chol eish she'yirtzeh. And therefore, technically speaking, according to the Rambam, one could discharge the biblical obligation of tefillah with any words they want to use, and at any time they want to recite it. U'mishispala pam achas bayom o balayla, yotzi dei chavasa min haTorah, and as long as one davens at least once a day, either by day or by night, one has fulfilled their biblical obligation. The kasavat, so therefore, again, using this logic, you understand why the halacha terms tefillah as a mitzvah asei shelo hazman grama, non-time-bound mitzvah, because one could fulfill the obligation, the biblical obligation, in any particular way. The chasam agin Avram, sha'ap hi svarazun nahagurov hanoshim, shen mispalin shmona esrei besimidu shachar ve'erev, lefi sha'omros miyad baboker, samoch lenatila eze bakasha, u'min haTorah yotzos bazeh. Therefore, says the magin Avram, that's why many women do not daven Shmona Esrei regularly in the morning and in the evening. Why? Because when they get up in the morning, they recite a bakasha, they make some kind of request or supplication of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that satisfies their biblical obligation for prayer. And it's even possible to say that maybe the rabbis did not even obligate them to do more than this. This is all the position of the Rambam. Biblical prayer could be accomplished by a simple supplication anytime, day or night, one has fulfilled the biblical obligation. Therefore, again, halacha lemaisa, women will be obligated in tefillah because it is a non-time-bound mitzvah. On the other hand, the Valaram, that's a Ramban, she'ikar mitzvahs tefillah himedivrei sofrim, shim an shekinezes hagilosh, tekni yurches brachos ala seder, v'spala olson shachreis umin chova, v'arvis v'shus, v'yafa pishim mitzvahs midivrei sofrim shazman grama, v'nash shepeturos mikol mitzvahs shazman grama, afilo midivrei The Ramban, on the other hand, holds that the entire concept of prayer is rabbinic. And it's not just the times that are rabbinic, but it's the very concept, the very text of prayer, which is rabbinic. Now, using that logic, if that is the case, then women should be exempt from tefillah for the simple reason that it is a time-bound commandment. But nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ramban, who says, the rabbis obligated women to daven shachris and mincha, to daven shmona esrei, shachris and mincha, since prayer is a supplicatory exercise, therefore it is important that women be involved in this process as well. The chein ikar, and this, says the Mishnah Berurah, is the primary opinion. The Mishnah Berurah continues, ki kein das rov haposkim, for this is the opinion of the majority of halachic decisors, v'chein ichriya b'sefer shagis aryeh, al kein yesh lehislahas shel anoshim sheyispalu shmona esrei. Therefore the shagis aryeh, the Ramban, and others say that women should be particularly careful to daven both Shachris and Mincha Shmona Esrei. V'nachon gam kin sheyekablu aleim omach u'shamayim, t'hanu shimru al kol panim, Shema Yisrael k'disa b'simen ayin, v'yomru gam birchas emes v'yotzev, k'dei lismoch lugu l'tfila k'mo shakasa magin Abraham b'simen ayin. Therefore, Mishnah Berurah goes on and says, and really women should also say Shema, at least to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Reality, again, Mishnah Berurah goes on to quote other opinions that say that she should say emes v'yotzev, in order that she can say the bracha of Gal Yisrael to juxtapose gu l'tfila. But the nature of a woman's obligation at most will be limited to shachris and mincha. Aval tefilas arve shehi rishus ava pi she'achshav kvar kibluhu aleim kol Yisrael l'chova mikol makom anoshim lo kiblu aleim v'ruman em mispalin arvis. So interestingly enough, remember, Ma'ariv in its essence is a tefilas rishus, is an optional prayer. We've accepted it upon ourselves as an obligatory prayer, but in its essence, it's an optional prayer. However, for women never accepted this as an obligatory prayer, and therefore, again, they don't have an obligation to daven Ma'ariv. Tefilas musafin, bitzlach kasa de pturos, aval sevim magin gibor and pasak de chayavos. And in terms of musaf, there's a machlokes whether or not women are obligated. So, what this really comes down to is a fundamental machlokes in the Ramban and the Rambam about a woman's obligation to pray. So according to the Rambam, a woman absolutely has a biblical obligation for tefillah, because the essence of tefillah is a mitzvah aseh shelo hazman grama, since a woman could discharge the obligation, or a person, anyone could discharge the obligation any time of day or night with any type of supplication. Therefore, according to the Rambam, a woman is obligated to daven every single day, but not obligated to daven shmona esrei, just simply obligated to make some kind of supplication or bakasha or praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to the Ramban, the way the rabbis instituted tefillah is, in fact, a woman is obligated to daven shmona esrei, shachris, and mincha time, but the rabbinic enactment never went ahead and devolved upon ma'ariv. To finish up the sif, ukitanim sheigiu lechinuch chayavim lechancham, children who have reached the age of chinuch, which again is approximately the age of 6 or 7, so it is appropriate to go ahead and teach them to daven shmona esrei, both in the evening as well as in the morning. Umikom makom, so Mr. Berurah comments over the spalish shmona esrei erev v'voker. Umikom makom rashi litin lamlecha koldim tefilah shachris asur la'anosam kimo shekasu b'simen reish tamach tes. This is actually very important, that although we're obligated to teach our children to daven, as much as an adult is not supposed to eat before they daven, that concept only applies to an adult, does not apply to a child. Therefore, halacha lemaisa, one is permitted to go ahead and give a child something to eat before davening. I will say we will stop over there for today. Let's take up with Sif Beis tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.